Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Today is one of those weird holidays where a lot of stores are open, but only the, well, actually everything is open, but the government. I don't understand why Memorial Day is a holiday. It's just, I mean, no. I'm sorry. I did not mean for that to be rude. I have respect for those who died in war, but I do not condone war at all. I think it's stupid. I think it's pointless, and it does not help. I mean, yeah, well, there were certain wars in American history that actually did help us get our independence, and of course, our freedom of speech and vote and all that. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, should say that the battles and wars that we're having in our modern time, they're pointless. I mean, we're not getting anything done by doing it. Memorial Day is just to recognize those who died in battle, no matter what war it was, which I don't mind. But for it to be a government holiday, I think it's stupid. I mean, there are some businesses that will be closed because they want to give those soldiers respect. And that's fine. But when it's, again, this falls in that category of I don't know how to express all my emotions about it. And, because of it being the memorial, because of it being Memorial Day, Blog Talk Radio does not have their support opened. They're closed today, and they're not going to open until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, which would be, I think that's 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Central, I think. I always forget what the difference. Let me see. Eastern. Yeah, no, we're an hour. I don't know. I get confused with the time zones. I just know that it would be whatever. Anyways. So, today's other holidays are Loomis Day, and from what I understand, that is the guy who supposedly invented the wireless communication, a telegraph, mind you. But we know that he didn't technically invent it. He and what was his full name? Malone Loomis and what was the other one? William Henry Ward. Both of them had both patents that were actually accepted, but their wordings were vague and, according to that period of time, impractical. Jeez. So, there it is. Loomis received his patent on this date in 1872. This is actually in a first-person article. Oh, this is a blog. Duh. Loomis received his patent on this date in 1872. I personally find value in people thinking up all sorts of outlandish possibilities. Artists and science fiction writers are two groups of people who often make those sorts of contributions to society. But I admire even more the scientists who work hard to discover principles of the universe and engineers who work hard to create devices that work. Loomis didn't succeed at either of these, but he did indeed think outside of the box. So, wait, what? He came up with the idea of wireless communication, a telegraph that would harness the electrical currents in the Earth's upper atmosphere to transfer telegraph messages without the need for wires. I still don't understand that. Because we've... whatever. And we all know what Memorial Day is. Memorial Day is one of the holidays for today. Another is Water a Flower Day. Interesting. It's a reminder to water your flowers, all of them. Yeah, sure, we know that this day, it says water a flower, but really it's just a reminder to water your flowers. Again, there's another website called holidayinsights.com. Because when I go to check iDay, if you click on the name of the holidays, it'll lead you to certain websites to give you more insights, more information on the holiday. And a lot of times it leads me to another website called holidayinsights.com, and it just describes, you know, certain holidays that are listed. But a lot of times it'll say underneath the origin, our research did not find the creator or the origin of this day. Oh, this one has a little more info. But we're glad someone created this day. It's late spring and chances are my flowers need a drink. Nice. Alrighty. Let's see. What are the other ones? National Mint Julep Day. This one is like out of all of the holidays that for today, I think this one I'm going to be supporting. I mean, it is an alcoholic drink, but I think that's one of the reasons why I'm supporting it, actually. It's because there's so many different holidays just for a certain type of drink, which is pretty cool. And this was in the history of mint julep. Like, no one really knows when it was invented, but we do know that they date back to at least the early 19th century, which is the 1800s. One of the earliest sightings took place in 1803 by British traveler John Davis, who mentioned drinking a mint julep at a northern Virginia plantation. He described it as a dram of spirituous liquor that has mint steeped in it, taken by Virginians of a morning. Beautiful. It's thought that this version of the famous tipple was made with rye whiskey or rum rather than the currently traditional bourbon, which means I really, and in my opinion, I think I want to try that instead of bourbon, you know. So I'm going to have to try to find whiskey or rum somewhere because I want to try this concoction. And there's one more holiday, and that holiday is My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day. My bucket's got a hole in it. Let's see if there's any history to it, because I didn't read it earlier. It does exist. Oh, that's funny. You can celebrate by appreciating the imperfection of a leaky bucket or by repurposing one into something useful. You could also celebrate by buying yourself a new fully functional one, or perhaps by enjoying the Hank Williams song by the same name. Oh, that might be how it came into be. Let me actually do some research on that. I should have done research on this one. I just didn't know. It isn't. Okay. May 30th of each year, National Hole in My Bucket Day is observed. This wacky holiday is in honor of the fun children's song, There's a Hole in My Bucket. Okay. That makes sense. And the song is widely attributed to Clarence Williams, who obtained a copyright in 1933. The song became popular, performed by Hank Williams for MGM, and reached number 4 on the country chart in 1949. Wow. That's pretty cool. So since we know the holiday is in honor of, is kind of like based off this song, I suppose it happened in the 50s, possibly. That would make sense, if not the 30s. So, at least we know that. I am actually going to go ahead and play some songs, which are a bit Christian, actually. We're coming to the end of the playlist that I created some time ago. I think after that I'm going to play some other stuff, but that will be next week, hopefully. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and play the next two songs, the first two songs, sorry, which are by Zoe Girl and my high school choir, Bel Canto. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
That was With All of My Heart by Zoe Girl and Go Where I Send Thee by Bel Canto, my high school choir. Awesome. Okay, so if you're just now tuning in, today we are celebrating five different holidays, one of them being Memorial Day, of course, for the American holidays. Well, actually, I think almost all of them are American holidays, actually. There's Memorial Day, Loomis Day, which is about wireless communication, I think, or to be brief, I should say, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day, and that's because of a song, a children's song, National Mint Julep Day. I'm going to explain more into that in a minute, actually. And the fifth is Water a Flower Day. Woohoo! So if you got plants or if you got flowers anywhere on your property, water them. They're probably thirsty. All right, so let me go get into Mint Julep before I play more music, because I do believe I have three songs left. Yes, three songs left. I do not have time for all of them. Well, I think I do, actually. All right, so Mint Julep. Let's see. Let's honor the drink for its longevity, good taste, and as a fine symbol of Southern hospitality. Yes, Mint Julep is a Southern drink. No one really knows the correct ingredients of it, but it is only three ingredients, that's for certain. For a drink with arguably only three ingredients, actually, the number and range of recipes seems limitless. But considering this drink has been in our history probably since the 1700s, we're not certain, but we do know that the earliest sighting of it is in 1803 by a British traveler named John Davis. And he actually wrote it in his book, a book called Travels of 4 Years and a Half in the United States of America, long title. He described it as a dram of spirituous liquor that has mint steeped in it, taken by Virginians of a morning. Nicely put, by the way. Thought that this version of the famous tipple was made with rye whiskey or rum rather than the currently traditional bourbon. Although the Mint Julep is appreciated throughout the South, Kentucky, proud of its bourbon, popularized the drink in the 20th century. And it's interesting because the Mint Julep is usually the signature drink for the Kentucky Derby, because it was, it first became the signature drink of the Kentucky Derby in 1938 when they were served in water glasses that turned out to be popular take-home souvenirs, pinched by Derby goers, of course. Management began charging an extra 25 cents to those who wished to keep the glasses. Nice. Oh, wow. Since 2006, Churchill Downs has premium Juleps served in gold-plated cups with silver straws for $1,000 each. Dude, can you be more of a jerk? I mean, that is, well, gold plated with silver straws, that is kind of... But for $1,000 each, that's kind of pricey, don't you think? Then again, this is the Kentucky Derby. Almost everything in the Kentucky Derby is expensive. At least, I'm assuming. Now, let's see. There is some fun and trivia. Let's see. Folklore tells us mint is a sign of hospitality. Greek mythology tells of two weary travelers who couldn't find help or hospitality on the road. Finally, an old couple took the mint, scored a modest dining board with mint to refresh it, and prepared a meal for their guests. The travelers turned out to be disguised gods who rewarded the old folks by transforming their little huts into a glorious temple. Since then, mint has been considered a symbol of hospitality. Nice. Think I need to start serving that then. Not the mint Gillette, but mint. All right, so I think that might be it. I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, I did not send that. Frickety snoobles. I do this every time. Oh well, they'll find out after this show is over. I'm an idiot. Oh man, okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye with two more songs. I'm going to skip this next song considering there's... Actually, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and play all three. Let the last song be, you know, just the... I'm going to play all three songs and let the last song be the final thing. I'll just cut it off as usual, like I usually do with the last song of the show. So I'm going to go ahead and bid you all adieu just because I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, wait, no, there is something to talk about, which means I'm skipping the song. There is something to talk about. I did a really bold move last week. I found out through Facebook of a contest that's going on with the website inkit.com. And Inkit is actually a publishing company. They're doing a contest of who can get the most votes, which will determine what the next best-selling novel will be. I entered one of my books, and I actually need to get it updated because when I entered it in the contest, I realized I haven't touched it since Christmas, Christmas because that's when I read it here on the show. I read it here on the show, which was pretty cool. I had a lot of fun, but I didn't realize. I mean, since then I've learned a couple of other things about writing, and I need to revise it. So I'm gonna go ahead and bid you all adieu because I'm running out of time. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Praise His Holy Name and Give Us Hope by Bel Canto, my old high school choir. Bye, everyone.